For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone. Hope your February is getting off to a great start. I sincerely mean that. You know, 2013, I hope you're, you know, got out of the gate running, eyes on Christ, focused. We have so many pictures of this through the Apostle Paul, don't we, in the New Testament. But I began going over sources of spiritual passion, trying to just stir you, trying to get you excited about your spiritual walk with God. And we mentioned yesterday a growing awareness that God is not just some abstract, you know, God. He is vitally involved in your life. He is a person. He sent his son Jesus, who can sympathize with us, Hebrews says, was tempted in all points as we are, yet he never sinned, but he can come to our rescue, has given us his precious spirit who lives on the inside of us to bear witness of everything we're going through in life, my brethren. Do you realize that even at this moment, as you're driving to work, the Holy Ghost lives within you, and he will guide you into all truth. Boy, I'm getting something for someone right now. He will guide you into truth. All truth. You simply need to bow the knee, stop going to all the other 40 zillion people, go to God and say, what would you say about this, God? The Holy Spirit, who is God, living with inside of you, will let you know. I'm telling you, he will. So grab that for your day. Isn't that a great way to start Tuesday? Wow. That's how personal God is, a growing awareness of God, sources of spiritual passion. He's for you. Maybe you need to take a walk at lunchtime and start beholding God in the beauty of your surroundings. Meaning, what if there's a gorgeous tree outside or some beautiful flowers, or just look at an animal, and you know, or people. You know what I'm saying? I know you do. Take some time and go, wow, you know, God, your creation is phenomenal. Thank you for such beauty on the earth. Talking about how to stir you, sources of spiritual passion, a growing awareness of who God is. You know, you take your dreams to him, your ideas. Let him cultivate what he sees. He's the one who made you. He's the one who wired you. And you let him start downloading to you. Kind of goes along with number two. Talk about sources of spiritual passion. What about just sitting at his feet? You're making consistent time now for him. You're reading. You're meditating upon his word. You're praying. You're contemplating Jesus. You're placing yourself at his feet, enjoying him. You're just closing your eyes. It's like, you ever do this on a beautiful spring day, and you just put your face up to the sunshine, S-U-N at the moment. You just feel that warmth on your face. Isn't that true? Well, it's the same, how's this, I'm trying to think of the right word. It's the same procedure, if you will, when you want the S-O-N. Man, you just pick your head up, look up to the sky. Of course, he lives inside of you, but work with me here. You just say, God, it's just so great to sit at your feet. The warmth of the S-O-N is beaming on my face, beaming out of my face, right? You're just taking time, talking about how to have a source of spiritual passion, sit at his feet. My brethren, how long has it been? I hope you can say to that question, gosh, Anna, for me an hour ago. Gosh, Anna, for me this morning. Gosh, Anna, for me it was last night right before bed. I hope that so much. If it's been too long, please, at the sound of my voice, repent and say, God, I'd love to get back in connection with you again. It's been too long. What a way to have a Tuesday. Wow, opening it up with God. Sources of spiritual passion. I've got a few more. Join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.